Unfortunately, Missouri lacks many safeguards that would prevent special interests from improperly influencing lawmakers. As a result, the average person has a hard time trusting us lawmakers to always act in the best interest of the people of Missouri. So I applaud the senator from Newton for bringing the issue forward. In my opinion, the most significant provision in the bill relates to the 2-year cooling off period for legislators to become lobbyists. Again, I think the average person would want this because there is the perception that legislators in positions of power can and will use that power to obtain lucrative lobbying jobs upon leaving the legislature. People know there are many ways to hurt or help a bill's chances, and often there are no fingerprints to identify exactly who did what. So it boils down to conflict of interest and public confidence in what we do. The purpose of this anti-revolving door provision is to take the problem off the table. If the concern that legislators are putting their own interests to get a lobbying job that pays well in front of the interests of the people by taking an action to help or hurt a bill, this provision addresses that conflict of interest by removing the possibility that it could happen. We simply won't let legislators become lobbyists for 2 years. But something happened between the introduced version and the committee substitute. These words were added: beginning his or her first term in January 2017 or thereafter. These words have the effect of causing this revolving door prohibition not to apply to current legislators. We have exempted ourselves from the intended fix. I don't know who wanted these words added, but I suspect that whoever wanted them did so out of a personal desire to keep open the possibility of serving as a lobbyist. But I have to ask the question, why should anybody be excluded from the ban? Are we who are now serving immune to the temptation that this provision addresses, while those who will come after us are not? No. Who among us could say that during our campaigns, we would likely have been elected over challenger had we very publicly, where every voter could hear, answered yes to the following question: if you are elected, will you vote to exclude yourself from new ethics provisions designed to prevent corruption? I doubt I could say that. My constituents might well have voted me out of office. Under this bill, it will be 14 years until we remove the conflict of interest this provision is designed to address. The other problem with this bill is that it will be used to say, look at this. We addressed ethics reform. It is true that this bill moves the ball down the field some, but I don't think it does what the people really want us to do. One thing I regret is not asking for a roll call vote on the motion of the senator from the first. It didn't occur to me at the time to ask for it. On a voice vote, we voted down his motion to ban all gifts to legislators outright. We are all elected to be the voice of those we represent. When we have an all-legislator conflict of interest, and on the issue of receiving gifts, we all definitely have a conflict of interest, our constituents need to clearly hear our voice so that they know that our voice is indeed their voice. The voice vote doesn't allow that to happen. I'm sorry I didn't ask for a roll call. Our constituents wonder, he or she had a conflict of interest. Did he or she vote to be able to keep receiving gifts or not? They wonder if gifts operate the same way they suspect lobbying jobs do. Do gifts influence votes or actions that legislators take? So once again, it boils down to conflict of interest and public confidence in what we do. I think the bill improves some of the ethical problems the people of Missouri want us to address. But the one very important provision of the revolving door won't truly be in effect for 14 years, and we have exempted ourselves for no good reason except the self-interest of our own members. Even more importantly, I think that we are missing an opportunity to do what the public really wants us to do. At the very least, the public would want us to prohibit lobbyist gifts, and we will have failed to take even that most basic measure. If we pass this bill, it means we will probably table the issue of ethics for several years. We will say we passed ethics reform when we should do so much more. I appreciate this effort, but for these reasons, I plan to vote no on the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.